This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So we got about an hour left in the show to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. And we'll go from there. Now, Nathan, do we have any calls on the line?
Yes, sir. Annette is in Nantucket.
Annette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick. I have a 20-year-old apple tree. It's 10 to 12 feet high. Its apples are like plum size, so I'm not sure if this is a miniature apple tree. It was a gift. And it's planted in sun to part shade. The problem with this tree is maybe starting, so it's 20 years old, so maybe like 15 years ago, it started leaning. And I've had it staked twice by landscapers. Eventually, the stakes break, and the tree is still leaning. So last year, it started leaning really badly, and right now, it's like, instead of being straight up, and this is right from the bottom of the tree all the way up, instead of being straight up, it's tilted, it tilts towards the south, and it's probably 50% over. So, but it's straight tree leaning. And I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should try and dig it up, transplant it, or I don't know how deep these roots go.
Well, so an apple tree, they actually, it's not how deep they go, it's how wide they go. When I was in college, I remember a professor saying to us about apple trees, you know, how wide do you think the roots go? And everybody's like, oh, you know, 5 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet, whatever. And he said to us, well, apple trees can have a root development where some of it are 120 feet away.
Oh, wow.
So that's where, you know, that's an old tree, right? So yours aren't going to be 120 feet away. But that being said, it's not about the depth of the roots on those. They don't have like a tap root. They're more in the top 12 to 16 inches. But it's going to be wider than depth. So you're really going to need to get a big root ball on that. So if you can, you know, plant it or transplant it, great. But I think the problem with this tree is the stakes. You might not be able to ever, and you've tried it twice, you're not going to be able to ever get it to stand back up.
No.
It's grown in this form, and it's getting stronger that way. It's almost like you could start on the branches that, on the main trunk that it started to bend to, like, I'm just going to say to the right because it's, say it's bent over, right? The branches that are on the top that are facing up, maybe one thing you could do is prune those branches a little bit, because every time you prune a branch, there's a hormone in there that's trying to become the leader. So there's the hormones in there. It's that one leader on the tip of the branch. When you cut it, the hormones will now start to push out to become the new leader. And so it's going to be two of them, so two branches. But you're doing the top of the plant, or the part of the plant that is facing up, if you will.
And yeah,
you're
starting I'm to looking grow, at it.
So you're starting to look to grow more of the plant on the top to almost kind of bring it back up so that the weight might be able to pull it the other way. Do you know what I mean?
So to trim it from the top.
Yes, so that, because those branches, when you prune something, they're going to create two new branches or two new sprouts, right?
Oh, I get you. Okay.
So now what we're doing is we're going to prune that top part that doesn't have, that you want to try to move back up. We're going to prune that side of it to get more growth on that side of the plant. So eventually it'll start to look fuller, and it's not going to just have everything going to the to one side. So the idea
is kind of tilting towards the the left. So
yeah.
I would trim
so you
the
do the opposite, right?
On the left.
So wherever the plant is, so say it's at like a 45 degree angle, whichever way, is facing facing up towards the sky, that would be the side that I would prune only. Okay.
And how much should I prune?
So the general rule of thumb is by a third. You can do that on some of the branches. Get rid of any of the sucker growth. Those are the ones that just go straight up. There's no like angle to them at all. But the reason why I'm saying do this is now we're going to start to pull some of the energy to the side of the tree that or the top of the tree to maybe make it fuller that way. If you notice some apple trees, they'll have some branches that go wide to it. So maybe we're going to teach the tree, well, I want you to put some growth over here to make it fuller that way. It should help it.
Okay.
When it comes to this tree being in there for so long and 10 to 15 feet tall, like you said, you would need a professional to come in and move it. So if they can do that, great. Then they kind of have to angle the root ball when they planted it in the ground to get it back up straight. Again, they would need to stake it. You know, are there trees in the area where they could possibly cable it?
No, not close enough.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Sometimes when trees are in the area, they have that thick wire cable that they can go to another tree and hold it so it will actually be tighter and use the force of a tree that has a deeper root system than a stake, right?
Right, okay.
So, but if you're looking to replant it or move it to try and get it straight up and down, I would definitely look at getting a professional in there to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think pruning it to try and train it, but also fertilizing it.
Would you give it for fertilizer?
Product from Espoma called Tree Tone. That's the best one.
Okay.
I like Tree Tone for any of those, any tree, but it has the right nutrients to help build it. And that's, you're going to fertilize on the drip line of the plant, so it's going to be kind of hard because usually if it's going straight up and down, it's however wide the tree is, where the roots are. But you'll be able to do the kind of the same thing and get, okay, if this was standing straight up, it would be 10 feet wide. So 5 feet out from the trunk on either side, that's where you would put the fertilizer and like a circle around the plant. Make like four holes and put whichever amount they tell you for the size of the tree, split it up in four and put it in those four holes, cover it up, and then water the plant in. Even though it's established, you can use the rain that we're having or watering it in. That will help establish the fertilizer to release a little bit. It is a slow release, but it will start to help it break down a little bit.
And would I just do that once for the season?
So you would do that now, and then you would do it at half the rate in the fall.
Okay.
So if you get it, say you were to get a bag of Tree Tone, and they say to use like half of it, or 3 pounds out of the 4 pounds now, you might be able to just fertilize it with that 1 pound you have left in the fall, right? So a 4 pound bag might be the right way. But it'll say right on the package how much you need to use for the size of the trunk or the size of the tree.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you've been very helpful. Thank you.
No problem, and good luck. And again, just try to prune it a little bit and try to train it back. It might work, but let's hope it does work so you don't have to have somebody come in and dig it up and transplant it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And 855-660-4261. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, we're going to take another break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll try to answer all the questions we can. And we'll do what we can to help you out and think gardening. Because gardening is not quarantined or canceled. We can still do it in our yards. So we'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, do we have any calls on the line?
Yep, Joan in Massachusetts.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Paul.
Good morning.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. How can we help you?
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I've had a hydrangea bush for a long time, and the first time I got it, it blossomed beautifully. And over the years, it has stopped. Maybe I get two flowers every year. Now, I've tried cutting it back, or I'm just trying to bring it back to what it used to be.
Yep.
And last year, I didn't cut it down, and now there's a lot of buds on the stalks, and I don't know what the next thing to do
okay. To
help the plant.
Okay. And now, one question I have for you. What color flowers are on the hydrangeas usually?
Blue.
Okay. So when you prune them back in the spring, what's happening is you cut back all the flowers that are going to happen that year. Okay, so the blue flower, you want any hydrangea that has the blue flower will usually grow on old wood, unless it's the endless summer variety.
It is an endless summer.
Okay, so what happens sometimes with the endless summer, when you prune it at the beginning, those initial growth, the initial flowers that are going to come up that year are going to have a hard time growing right away. So what I like to do is I like to have the plant completely leaf out before I'm doing any pruning. Make sure that those buds that are there are going to start to form flowers or leaves, and you'll start to see sticks. And it might be into the month of May that you might see a few sticks, but take a look at those sticks and see what's on them. Are there buds? If they're not buds, you might be able to tell on a few of them. You know, the branching's hollow or it's starting to fade to a different color. You can get rid of those.
Okay.
But some of the branching, when you cut it back, it shocks the plant with the initial flowers, and it will take some more time to produce the next year. During
that season.
So you're
saying not to cut it back at all?
Not right now, not by any means. What I'd like to see you do is when it flowers, then you can decide if you need to cut it back with an endless summer. So
okay.
I have a couple endless summer at my house that I haven't pruned back at all. And they've been in the ground for, this will be the third season. And they've just gotten huge. So this year, I want to kind of get them so they're not as leggy. So I'm going to cut them back a bit. But I'm going to wait till all the leaves really form. I have some flowers starting to go. Once it's gone through that first cycle of flowers, I might just cut it back to shape it that way. Now, as far as fertilizer, look at, does your soil need to be more acidic to make it that darker blue? Or is the, almost like that purple color? Is the hydrangea going into kind of almost like pinkish?
No, it stays blue.
Well, that's perfect then. So you might not need the soil acidifier. So what I'd look at doing is using a 10-10-10 at this time.
10-10-10.
Yep.
Now, when can I, should I put that on now?
You can do that now. You can do it now or in a week or two. It would be fine. It's a slow release, but it has some good nutrients in it to really help build up everything for that hydrangea.
Okay.
Now, when you start to see the buds form where the flowers, you'll see the difference between when it's a flower versus a leaf bud. When you start to see the flower buds, that's when I want you to hit it with a fertilizer like a bloom booster, something that has a very heavy middle number. Because the plant's starting to produce flowers. You want it to produce more. If you were to do that bloom booster now, all it's going to do is produce more shoots because the flower hasn't even started to develop yet. So you're just producing more leaves. So
now, where do I get that bloom booster, Paul?
You can get that at any garden center. You can get it online. They have multiple styles of it. Bonide has a bloom booster. Peters has a bloom booster. It's a liquid. It's a powder that you make into a liquid, kind of like the Miracle-Gro. Miracle-Gro, the Scotts company, has a bloom booster as well in the same way. So there's multiple options for you, but I think that's going to help. But you wait until the flowers are starting to develop on the hydrangea.
Okay,
alrighty.
Yeah, now I just have one more question.
Okay.
I put in two trees last year that were not brand new. They were transplanted.
Okay.
Jim,
we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a possibility that sometime today we'll do a quarantine, short-term 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts, and Connecticut.
That was President Trump speaking to reporters early yesterday, but hours later he announced he was not ordering a quarantine in place for those three northeastern hotspots because of the outbreak, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. The largest outbreak of the virus in the U.S. is in New York City, with about 30,000 cases, and there are more than 122,000 people infected in the U.S., and more than 2,100 people have died here, President Trump at yesterday's briefing.
As we gather today, our country is at war with an invisible enemy.
Former Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma has died at 72. His family says he's lost a battle with prostate cancer. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Fall Parent Gardening Club. Now, right before the break, we get cut off by the break. Joe and I apologize. Could you start that question over for me? I know you had purchased a couple trees. Was that the case?
Yeah, they're not new trees, Paul. They, you know, people have given me some from their yard.
Okay.
To replant. So I put in a lilac bush, and that looks good. It's got buds on it. And the Rose of Sharon, it looks good and healthy, but it doesn't have a lot of buds on it. Now, should I fertilize those trees?
You can definitely fertilize those trees at this time. You could use like a plant tone. You could actually, with the lilac, you could actually use a holly tone. You could also even use like a 10-10-10. But just remember with the Rose of Sharon, right now it's not going to look like much. It's
okay.
One of those ones that at the end, like we're talking like a month or two away, all of a sudden you're like, you know, you're looking at it and saying, no, it doesn't have leaves. The next day you come out there and all of a sudden it's like full of leaves. It's like the latest forming of the leaves on our shrubs and trees that are out there. It's just like one of those types of things when it comes to the Rose of Sharon. The lilacs, again, you could use the 10-10-10, even the holly tone if you had it. That type of thing would be fine.
Okay, but I can put 10-10-10 on the Rose of Sharon, can I?
Yes, you can do that on the Rose of Sharon. You could even do it on the lilac.
Okay, that's great. Well, you've been very helpful, and I thank you for taking my call.
No problem. You have a great one, Joan.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Neil is in Massachusetts.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Great. I have some well-established rose bushes around my front door.
Okay.
And, you know, they budded last fall even. They were still sort of producing, you know, roses and things like that. So I've got all these, like, I think they're called deadheads.
Yep.
Are, you know, on the bushes. And I'm just wondering what I should do about, you know, getting them ready for the upcoming season, whether I should cut all that off or whether I should trim it back and how much.
Okay. So with your roses, this time of year is the best time to prune them, okay? You can prune them back almost if they're the bush form, right? They're not the climbers?
I think I've got some of each.
Okay, so there's a little bit of two different looks to it. When you do the bush form, okay, so the ones that, you know, are going more upright, you can cut those back to 18 to 24 inches from the ground, right? You'd want to get rid of any of the dead, the broken, and the weak branches. Any sucker growth or anything like that. So you can get them down to about 18 to 24 inches at this time of year.
Okay, so I can take them back more than I did.
Yeah, so there you can actually do them to get them bushier and thicker that way. Now for, like, the climbing roses that you have, those you don't want to cut back completely, right? You cut it back, you're losing all the growth that you've had.
Right.
So what you want to do at this time of year is, if you're looking, if they're on a fence or on an arbor or something, you want to try to get one branch tied down in the horizontal position. So the reason being behind that is that will actually encourage more branches to develop and go up, which would mean in the end more flowers for you. So that just one or two of the branches at a horizontal, the rest of them can go up and cover, you know, your trellis or your fence or whichever you're looking to do. But this way you're getting a bushier plant for that climbing rose or the, you know, it almost like climbing could be going down like rocks or something like that as well. You'd want to use at this time rose tone from Espoma.
Yeah.
Rose tone's a great one when it comes to roses. It's got everything it needs. It's got some extra microbes in there as well to help to develop them. But this is the time of year that you would prune them.
Okay. Great. All right, because I started doing it and I kind of got lost in how far back I should take them. So, also, just one other quick question. I have the hydrangeas that Joan was talking about, and I can't get any buds on them either. What was that bloomer that you said to put on them?
So a bloom booster. But you're going to want.
Do that?
So you will do that when you start to see some buds form that are the flower buds. You'll tell that can tell they're a little bit different. It's going to help push everything else with it. Right now, if you were to put it down, it wouldn't do much because it's a liquid form and it kind of only lasts a couple weeks. But when it starts to produce the leaves, if you did it then, it's just going to produce more leaves. So we've got to wait until it comes time to see some of those blooms. Then you would use it. Okay. So it's going to focus on the flowers versus more like shoots and growth that way.
Okay. Well, thank you, Patrick. Have a nice day.
No problem, Neil. You have a great one as well. All right. We do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Massachusetts.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm in Lowell. My wife and I are enjoying your program, so a lot of your callers have answered a lot of your questions. So that's great. I've got some maple trees on the side, one side of my property where these vines were, going up to the top of the trees, and they've got those, like, this red berries. You're probably familiar with them.
Yep.
They're kind of like an invasive vine, and, you know, I got rid of a lot of them around the property, which is great, but I do have some dropping on my grass right now, and I'm just wondering, you know, what do I do? Does just rake them up, or I'm trying to get rid of the vine. I cut the vine, but the vines are so thick and big, they're just... Looks like some stuff's still growing in the trees.
It definitely. So you definitely get as much of it off of the property as possible. Don't throw it in a compost or anything like that. I know we're a few weeks away from getting collection on the street. You can put it in, like, those bags, or you can throw them in the trash. You just don't want them in the property. Cutting any of the vines that are going up the sides of trees, cutting them lower, and then using... some sort of liquid killer, right, to paint the vine to the vine will absorb it and kill it and the roots, right? There's a product from Bonai called BK32 Brush Killer, It's a vine killer as well. So that would be something. Okay. It comes in like a concentrate, and you can just get a paintbrush. Dip the paintbrush in after you've cut the vine at the tree level. Paint the wound, and that will absorb into its roots. Okay, because the vine will eventually kill those trees. So the more you can get off the tree, the better. But if you're killing its root system, it's hard for it to really grow.
It looks like I might have to get a tree service to come in and get them from the top because it's so high.
You might need to on some of them. There's to just get rid of some of them. But I know where I'm at, there's a euonymus that is just like that, that grows the big vines. There's also like bittersweet. There's some others. But the euonymus in the woods next to me has taken over the whole area. And you can look at it and it's just going up trees. So I see what you're saying. It's going to end up taking over the trees and end up killing them.
I think I'm off to a good start to help in the process, you know, the healing process there. So on the other side of my property, I have these like ornamental cedar trees that kind of grew up and they're beautiful, but they also have a berry that's like a blueberry and it drops everywhere. And, it's on the side of the house. It's just kind of in my garden. Does that affect anything at all?
The last part you broke up a little bit.
I was just wondering if it would affect the garden at all,
I don't see it having an issue with there. Those aren't ones that you would have to worry about being invasive. You could just, rake them up if you're concerned with them and throw them in like a compost. It's more of those vines that I'd be nervous of. These would be fine to do.
Okay, great. All right, Patrick. Thanks so much for everything. You have a great day and blessings to you and your family.
Thank you. You too, George. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, we got another one on the line?
Yep, Glenn in Cape Cod.
Glenn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Hey, on the one comment you just made a couple minutes ago about rose tone,
yes.
Is now a good time for applying rose tone?
You can start to be putting in that rose tone because the ground's starting to warm up a little bit. It's a slow release fertilizer, so it's going to take some time. And I'm looking just based on... I've been following the soil temperatures to just find, when they're warm. And we're not far from them being in the 50s and warming up and everything really starting to be active. So I would definitely be getting that down now. You could do it in another week or so. But really, I think this is going to be good for you to do. You can actually, with that rose tone, you can feed it monthly. Right. Some people will start a little bit later with the rose tone, maybe at the beginning, just cut them back and use like an all purpose. But I would say the rose tone, you could get started now and then do it again every month, May, then June, then July on the same month, feeding all the way to September.
Okay. That sounds good. Hey, and then on timing, is it okay now to put pansies in?
So I think you can put the pansies out. We're right on the verge, right? We're in between. Okay. Pansies are in full bloom in a lot of places right now from the growers because we've had such a warm spring, right?
Right.
So I was at the garden center yesterday and everybody wants, what else is there other than the pansies? We're already almost past the pansies, but this is prime pansy season. To get them out there, I would look at the temperatures, and if you're seeing anything in the low 30s overnight or even into the 20s, I wouldn't plant them yet. Or if you do plant them, maybe put something over them for that when it's going to be cold. You're on the Cape, you're probably a couple degrees warmer than we are up here in Lowell. So I would think you'd be fine to put it out there and leave them out there.
Right.
Okay.
And then, again, on timing, holly tone for rhodies and azaleas, are we okay now or should we wait some more?
You can definitely do that now. I would be putting them in there. And you apply them on the drip line of the rhodies and the azaleas, however wide the plant is. You'll put them down there. Make like a four holes in like a circle around the plant. Then divide it, the amount that you're supposed to use into four, cover them in, and then water them in. It might even be, I know we're going to get some heavy rain where I am. You might not get as much heavy rain, but if it's raining, might be a good way to do it. Get them in there, and then let the rain kind of water the plant in.
Okay, and then, hey, the last one.
Sure.
On the other side of the block, some of the forsythia are already starting to show as yellow.
Yep.
But on my property, mine have a long way to go. And that rule of thumb of when you see the yellow, that's
yeah, the crabgrass preventer.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's not a big block, but should I just go by my forsythia on my property?
Yeah, you could put it down soon, but maybe wait another week or so. I think the temperatures are going to be warm by the end of the week. The warmth is moving our way a bit. I think it would be good. You could even put it down now or in a week from now.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Glenn, good luck, and thank you for the phone call.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up the show.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to get right into lines. We only have a couple minutes left here, so Nathan, who's up next?
Andrea's in the Cape.
Andrea, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Last fall, we planted a lawn, and we were wondering, what should we do now? Like, how should we take care of it? The back seems to be a little sparser than the front. And we also have a section, we have a trellis. And there's it's a pathway from the front to the back of the house. It doesn't get that much sun, so the seed didn't come up as well there. And we're wondering, you know, what can we do to kind of help with the growth of the seed in that area?
Okay. So what I'd like to see you do is you can reseed this spring. And I'd like to see you look for a grass seed that is a full shade mix, a mix that doesn't have really any bluegrass in it, okay? I'd want you to put a starter fertilizer down as well. They have some great starter fertilizers out there. Some would have the middle number in it is a higher number than others. That's going to help build it. The other thing I would do is I'd suggest getting a soil sample to see what's going on there. In the shady areas, sometimes it's more acidic, so you might need to be adding lime. You might be needing to help the soil break up a little bit by using like a sulfur or a fast-acting gypsum. So I think to get the best results would be to get a soil sample done so you know what your baseline is and build from there. But
okay.
putting the seed down, you can put that down even after when you've done a soil test, because we can correct some of the things that need to happen. So putting seed down now with the starter fertilizer is going to help, because if you don't put anything down, the grass that's there is competing with weeds, right? If those open areas don't have grass that's growing, the weeds are competing with nothing other than themselves. So there's just going to be more weeds there. Where if you put grass seed down in those areas, at least the weeds that are trying to get up are going to compete with that grass seed and start to develop that way. So definitely still put some seed down with a starter fertilizer, but getting a soil sample taken, find out what your pH is, find out what else is going on in there, and what nutrients you need to add, I think will be very beneficial for you, especially in an area where you haven't had a lot of success.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you so much.
No problem. You have a great one, Andrea.
You too. Thank you. Enjoy
Bye-bye.
Yourself.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. So we just a couple minutes here. I'm just going to wrap up the show here. Had some great information. We still have some great stuff out there that is open. You know, you can be getting any product that you need from a lot of garden centers. Check and see if they do curbside or delivery. But one of our sponsors, Natural Alternative, is still open, still shipping. So if you don't want to get out of the house in this quarantine time, they'll ship right to you. You'll be able to use those products on the lawn. And you can give them a call, talk to them. They'll definitely be looking to help you out as everything they can. For those in the, you know, the Boston area, north and south, you know, Mahoney's that I work for is doing curbside and delivery, curbside pickup. If you call ahead, you'll get somebody like a personal shopper to help you out, and they'll help pull an order so it's ready for when you get there, or at least they'll try to. It's all about safety, right? Companies out there have been shutting down and not having employees, and where I work at Mahoney's, we didn't want to shut down. We wanted to stay open because flowers make people happy. The garden makes people happy. But we want to stay safe, too. So we're staying with that curbside delivery to keep everybody safe and healthy. So when this is over, we can all get out there, smell the roses, and enjoy the garden. We want to get out there outside. But let's keep it safe, right? And let's keep everything going with the yard this year, because if we're going to spend a lot of time in our yards, we want it to look beautiful. So give us a call week after week. And take a look and see what we can do to help you out, because that's what we're here to do. And try to forget some of the things that's going on in the world. It's hard to forget, right? There's a lot going on. A lot of people are scared. I understand it. I'm not that excited about everything that's going on, too. But I want to think about the garden and enjoy it. Enjoy the flowers. Enjoy the breeze. Enjoy the smells that are outside. So get out there. Get out there. Plant something. Get out there and be good to each other. Take care of each other. Check on some of those neighbors. From a safe distance, obviously, but go out there and check on everybody. Because together, we're going to make it through this. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the week, everybody. See ya.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.